Amen. Brothers and sisters, we will pre-read a few verses. Philippians 2, 9 to 10, 11. Colossians 3, 17. John 14, 13. Let's read together. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. John 14:13, and whatever you ask in my name, and I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Just two by two, pray, read these verses. Brothers and sister, we look at message four. Let's read the title of the message first. Praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. The subject of the whole series is the prayer of the age. The first message we talk about, the goal, the central goal of the prayer of the age is to have the glorious church. And we also need to be in a position of ascension. The second message talk about the two great prayers of the prayer of the age. One is on revelation and one is on experience. And on message three, we talk about the prayer that expresses God's will. Our will is subdued by God's will, and it's joined as one with God's will, and to express His will. And this message four, we are praying, concerning praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praying in the name of the Lord Jesus, meaning that our prayer, how do we pray? What? And we're praying in the name. So let's read the major points first, okay? Point one. The Lord's name is the expression of the sum total of what the Lord Jesus is in His person and works. In the name of Jesus means in the sphere, an element of all that the Lord is. Point two, the name Jesus is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means Jehovah the Savior, or the salvation of Jehovah. This name includes the name Jehovah, which means I am who I am. Romans 3, the name of Jesus signifies authority and power and denotes the fact that God has given him the all-transcending authority and power, and being in the name of Jesus is for the believers to partake his name and use this name. Point four, we need to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Point five, we should pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The five Roman numeral has a structure. Point one is talk about what is in the name of the Lord Jesus. What is the name of the Lord Jesus means? In the name of the Lord Jesus means. The definition, in other words, the definition of in the name of the Lord Jesus. Point two, talk about this name, the name of Jesus. What's the meaning? What it includes? What's the content of this name? And then point three, talk about how can we claim this name, use this name. This name has been given to us, and for us to use. How do we use this name? Point four, that we need to do everything or live and act and serve in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever we do and our living should be in the name of Lord Jesus. Point five is the burden, is to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not only to live and act in the name of the Lord Jesus, but here we talk about to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, more specifically. So this is the structure of this message. When we say pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, first we need to understand what is the means that in the name of the Lord Jesus. And also, what's the content, or what's included in the name of the Lord Jesus? And then, how do we use and claim this name? Then we talk about to live and act in the name of the Lord Jesus, and then eventually, how we pray. We should pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Roman numeral 1, we already read earlier, the Lord's name is the expression of the sum total of what the Lord Jesus is in his person and work. This is what he is and what he has done. His status is who he is and his person and his work is what he accomplished. And then in the name of the Lord Jesus means in the sphere and element. The sphere means that we are in him. Element means that he is in us. So when we are in him, we're in his sphere, and he's in us, is as our element. Just like we are in the air, but the air also in us. We're in Christ, and Christ is in us. This is, when we say, in the Lord name of the Lord Jesus, meaning we are one with the Lord. We pray Philippians 2, 9 and 11, and this name is above all every name. The verses preceding this talk about his humbling himself in seven steps. Last week, we talked about there are three wills in this universe. In Isaiah, that Satan has prayed to say, I will. There are five I wills. They try to exalt himself, Satan. Eventually, because his rebellions, he was judged. And he wanted to be exalted. And he's being fall into the deepest part of the earth. But here is a totally opposite experience. The Lord was humble himself. He's not. And he humbled all the way. But then the Lord exalted him and gave him the name above every name. So whenever we want to exalt ourselves, which is in the, just like Satan, but the result, you will be dropped into the hell. In Philippians, the scripture says that we need to have his mind, his pattern. The pattern of the Lord Jesus is to humble himself, humiliate himself by seven steps. My guess is that when our will is subdued, when we are here expressing his will, then we can enter into his name. We can enter into his name. We need to be subdued under his will. Then we can express the prayer in his will. Then we can pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. So in the name of the Lord Jesus means that we are in the sum total of what Jesus is in his person and work. Also means that we are in the sphere. That means we are in him. And then he's also the element, means that he is in us. The concept is important here. When the brother shared this message, he said many Christians, many times we try to conclude our prayer that in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the name of the Lord Jesus, almost like a ritual at the end of the prayer. But today, we are not talking about having the ritual. Whether we are in the name of the Jesus or through the name of the Lord Jesus, this is all very objective, that you are trying to, depending on the Lord, and like you want to give a decree or something. But in the name of the Lord Jesus means that it's a subjective mingling. We are in God and God is in us. This is a completely mingling. So when we talk about in the name of the Lord Jesus, it's not something we want to use outwardly or objectively. But here we talk about in a subjective way. We are in him and he's in us. And we pray in such a way. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Romans 2, talk about this name, the name of Jesus, the content. The name of Jesus, in the Greek equivalent of Hebrew, named Joshua, which means Jehovah the Savior or the Salvation Jehovah. Matthew 1:21, talk about he will bear son, you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. And he will save his people from their sins. So he's the Savior. And this Savior also is the salvation. And the meaning of Jehovah is I am who I am. Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, you ask me to go bring your people out. Who do I need to tell them who sent bring them out? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said, then you should say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So in Romans 2, we know this name, the definition of the name is Jehovah the Savior or the salvation of Jehovah, which is the same. And the other meaning is I am who I am. We need to know his name. This name is not a common name. It means Jehovah the Savior, the salvation of Jehovah, I am who I am. How about we read some of the sub-points here. The name A, the name of Jesus is above every name. Since the lower ascension, there has not been a name on earth above the name of Jesus. B, the exalted name of Jesus is for us to believe into, to be baptized into, to be saved, to be healed, to be washed, sanctified, and justified, to call upon, to pray in, to be gathered into, to cast out demons, and to speak boldly in. C, Satan hates the name of Jesus and utilizes people to attack the name of Jesus. D, the Lord Jesus praised the overcomers in Philadelphia because they did not deny his name. The recovered church has abandoned all names other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ, belonging to the Lord absolutely. This is very clearly show us the name, the meaning of this name. This name is above every name. Philippians 2:9. Through the seven steps, humbled himself, and he died and eventually died on the cross. He has accomplished the work of salvation. Then God exalted him and bestowed him a name which is above every name. There's no other name being given in Acts. We can only through this name we can be saved. No other one can save us. This is the name above every name. Point B talked about there are two portions. This name that is something that we can enter into. The other one is the sphere, and the other one is the element. In Philippians, in John 1:12, as many as received him, he gave him the authority to become children of God. Acts 8:16, they had only been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. We can be saved. Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no other. For neither is there another name under heaven given among in which we must be saved. Also, we can be healed. Acts 3:6. I give to you in the name of the Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise up and walk. He can be healed. And this name, we can be washed, can be sanctified and justified. 1 Corinthians 6:11. How about we read this verse together? And these things were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our Lord. Amen. In his name we were washed, we were sanctified, and we were justified. And this is the name for us to call upon. Romans 10:13. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This name can be called. We can call upon this name. And we also can pray in this name. John 14:13 and 14. Let's read it again. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. His name is for us to pray in. And we also can be gathered into this name. We can gather Matthew 18:20. For where there are two or three gather into my name, there am I in their midst. Amen. When we are gathered, we gather into his name. This name can be applied to cast out demons. Mark 16:17. Let's read together. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with the new tongues. We can cast out demons. Also, we can speak boldly in Acts 9:27. Let's read together. But Barnabas took hold of him and led him to the apostles, and he related to them how Saul had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how in the Damascus he had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. Speak boldly. You can see there's so many aspects of the name of the Lord Jesus that we can apply this. We can believe into. We can apply them. We can enter into, and then we can also apply. We can enter into as a sphere, and then as an element. So naturally, consequently, this name, the Satan hates this name. Satan hates the name of Jesus, utilizes people to attack the name of the Lord Jesus. In Acts, he would not spread further among the people that threatened them, then no longer speak based upon the name. So the apostles was preaching the gospel, but Satan would threaten people. Even here, they beat them. You know, Acts 5:40. Beat them and charge them not to speak, based upon, and then Acts 26:9, Paul said that, well then, I thought to myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of the Jesus the Nazarene. So Satan, the enemy, used people to utilize people to attack the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. But praise the Lord, there's overcomers. Overcomers did not deny the Lord's name. Point D. In the church of in Philadelphia, they are not very powerful. But I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. These are overcomers. Overcomers in the church have not denied the Lord's name. Have not denied the Lord's name means that we do not call the church with any other name. The church is the church. There's no other name need to be added to it. The church should not belong to one person or belong to anyone. The church is his wife. Church is the bride. You should not add anything to it. Do not deny the Lord's name. The church does not take any other name. When we are overcomers because we do not deny the Lord's name. So in the recovery, we are abandon any other names. So we just review this. This name is above every name. Above every name. He is above every name. This name is for us to enter into. We can be healed. We can be saved. We can apply this name. We can cast out demons. We can speak boldly in. And this name is powerful. So Satan hates this name. He would utilize people to attack the name of Jesus. But praise the Lord, we are overcomers. We are overcomers. We do not deny the Lord's name. Many martyrs, they did not deny the Lord's name and was martyred for the Lord. They did not deny the Lord's name until death. The Lord's recovery today is that would abandon all names other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ and belong to the Lord absolutely. And how about Romans 3? Let's look at this. The name of Jesus signifies authority and power. We know authority is one thing and power is another. Many times we use this example. You drive a car. The car is a very powerful. But the traffic light is the traffic cop, they are authority. Authority and power. So the Lord's name has both power and authority. In denotes the fact that God has given him all transcending authority and power. And being in the name of the Lord Jesus is for the believer to partake his name and use this name. How to use this name? Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spoke to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth." And then the next verse says, "Therefore go." So we can use this name. We can apply this name. And in this name, there's power and there's authority. Acts 3:6. And Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not possess, but what I have, this I give to you. In the name of the Lord of Jesus Christ, Nazarene, rise up and walk." This is very, speak in authority. 4:7. They stood them in the midst and inquired, "By what power or in what name did you do this? What power or in what name did you do this?" That means the name has the power. The name is powerful. Not only you have authority, but it also has power. I think this is good enough. Let's look at some of the sub-point. Brothers, read point A. To be in the name of the Lord Jesus means that the Lord is bold enough to commit his name to our hands and allow us to use this name. B, sisters, the church is a group of people on earth who can use the Lord's name, and God takes responsibility for their action as they use this name. Point C. Brothers, there are three results of acting in the Lord's name. Brother, one, God has called man out of the nations into his name. This is the effect of the acting in the Lord's name and man on man. Two, sisters, with the Lord's name, we can deal with all the powers of the enemy. This is the effect of the acting in the Lord's name on the devil. Point three, altogether, the Lord's name enables us to go to the Father and speak to him, and our prayer is answered because of the Lord's name. This is the effect of the acting in the Lord's name toward God. The Lord's name has gone through a process. His spirit is the all-inclusive spirit, and his name is also all-inclusive. The reality of his name. Anytime when we call upon his name, we can utilize the spirit, that spirit. Point A, the Lord is bold enough to commit his name to our hands. He desires for us to use His name. Allow us to use His name. Mark 16:17. All these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. That means His name was committed to us to use. Who can use it? What kind of people should use this name? The name was committed to the church. Church is a group of people on earth who can use the Lord's name. And God takes responsibility for their action as they use this name. So the church can use such a name. Acts 16:18. And she did this for many days, but Paul was greatly disturbed, and turning, he said to the Spirit, I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. This woman was calling, was crying out to Paul. Paul, he has many people following him. And he was ministering. He was disturbed. And he said to the Spirit, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Point C, talk about when we use His name, there are three results. First, it's man, toward man, toward demons. And thirdly, toward God. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and disciple all the nations. Baptize them into the name of the Father. God called men out of the nations into His name. This is the effect. The second point is to deal with the power of the enemy. Luke 10:17-19. The 70 was sent by the Lord to preach the gospel. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. This is the power to deal with the enemy. In verse 19, Behold, I have given you the authority of tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. We're not talking about the physical scorpion or serpents. We're talking about the followers of the demon and Satan. This is the power of Satan. Point three, talk about toward God. The Lord's name enables us to go to the Father and speak to Him. Our prayer is answered because of the Lord's name. John 14:13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:16. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. So how about we review the Romans 1:2-3, and we can speak about this point. First, this message talk about in the name, praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not just say in a ritualistic way, but in the name of the Lord Jesus, meaning we are in the sphere and the element. We are in Him, and He is in us. We are one with Him. This is the meaning of in the name of the Jesus. So, what the name contains, this name Jesus means Jehovah the Savior, the salvation of Jehovah. Also means I am who I am. This name is above every name. And this name that we can enter into, that we can apply this name to deal with the negative thing, we can enter into his all the riches, his sanctification, his holiness, his righteousness. And we can also deal with the enemy to speak boldly. And this name is so powerful that Satan hates the name and utilizes people to attack the name. But we are overcomers. We do not deny the Lord's name. Even unto death, we do not deny the Lord's name. In the Lord's recovery today, that we abandon all names other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then belong to the Lord absolutely. And the third point, talk about this name is has the power and authority that we can partake of this name and use this name. The Lord is willing and commit, it's bold enough to commit his name to us in our hands to allow us to use this name. The church is the group of people that can use this name. So we are in the principle of the body that we can use this name. The Lord will take responsibility for our actions. And this also will result into three things. That he would, toward man, that he called man out of the nations into his name. And then to the Satan, he would deal with all the power of the enemy. And then to God, the truck is very powerful, but the traffic cop can stop the car. Toward God, we can enable us to go to the Father and speak to him, that our Father can answer our prayer. So how about two by two? We speak about these three Roman numerals. Okay, brothers and sisters, we look at Roman numeral 4 and 5. Point 4 and 5 are the application, how to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and how to pray in the name of Jesus. And point 4 says we need to do everything in the name of Lord Jesus. And point 5 talk about to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks at all times for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For all things, not just in the meetings or in prayer. Colossians 3:17, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do in words or in deed, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let's read through point A. To be in the Lord's name means to be one with the Lord, to live by the Lord, and to let the Lord live in us. Point 1. The Lord came and did things in the Father's name, meaning that he was one with the Father, that he lived by the Father, and that the Father worked in him. 2. Sisters, in the Acts, the disciples, as the expression of the Lord, did even greater things in the Lord's name. They needed to have the Son living in them in order that the Son might be expressed as the Spirit. Point B. In our Christian life and service, we need to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Point C. Ephesians 5:20 and Colossians 3:17 indicate that we have been put into a oneness with the Lord. Because we are one with him, we can use and act in his name. Point one. Brothers, when we are in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are in Christ, Christ is in us, and we are one with Christ. Two, to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus should always remind us that He is one with us, that we are in Him, and He is in us, that He lives in us, and that we should live in Him. Point three, when we declare that we are doing things in the name of the Lord Jesus, the whole universe is reminded that there are people who are absolutely one with Christ. The angels honor this, and all the demons are afraid of this. Point D, to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus is the basic aspect of our Christian life. Yet there is also the aspect of regulation. We must be regulated by God's word and God's will. And all things we do need to be in the name of the Lord Jesus. We need to have a dependent life. We live, no matter we're in the meetings or in our regular living, we are in the name of the Lord. We just have one living. We're one with the Lord, to live by the Lord, and to let the Lord live in us. To be one with the Lord. Not only just in the judicial salvation, but also in the organic salvation. When we are saved, we are one with the Lord. And then we are having more and more experience to be one with the Lord, to live by the Lord, and let the Lord live in us as a person. To be one with the Lord, to live by the Lord, is the matter of life. And to let the Lord live in us, and this is the person, it's the matter of a person. We need to let Him live in us. 1 Corinthians 6:17, that he who joined to the Lord is one spirit. How do you live by the Lord? John 6:57, and so he who eats me, he shall also live because of me. To live by the Lord, meaning today in our physical life, we live by eating food. Without eating food, we cannot live. But today, he says that we need to, he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. And this is the element of life. Galatians 2:20, no, it's no longer I that live, but it is Christ who lives in me. This is a matter of person. Person. Who's in charge? There are two small points. The first point talks of the Lord came and did things in the Father's name, meaning that He was one with the Father, He lived by the Father, and the Father worked in Him. There's three verses here. And then in Acts, the disciples, as an expression of the Lord, did even greater things in the Lord's name. They needed to have the Son living in the name in order that the Son might be expressed as the Spirit. We need to allow the Lord live in us. Let the Lord need to do whatever He needs to do. And because He was one with the Father, lived by the Father, so allow the Father to work in Him. So, the same with us. We need to allow Him to live in us. John 14:12. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believed into me, the works which I do, he shall do also. The great and greater than this he shall do, because I am going to the Father. John 14:19. Yet a little while, the world beholds me no longer, but you behold me, because I live, you shall also live. Because he will live in us. The Lord live, we will live. What does it mean? It means that he will live in us. So point A, talk about what does it mean to be one in the Lord, name of the Lord. Point B, talk about everything. Do everything. We need to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ephesians 5:20, we already read. And then Colossians 3:17, there's no exceptions. Point C, that we have been put into the oneness with the Lord because we are one with him. Then we can use and act in his name. This is a condition. We need to be one with him, and then we can be in his name and use his name. The 3 points below it. When we are in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are in Christ. Point two says to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus should always remind us that he is one with us, that we are in him and he is in us, and he lives in us, that we should live in him. These 2 points are related. Point one, talk about we're in him and he's in us. This is the facts. This is the facts. Point two, it's not only we're in him, he's in us. And he live in us, not only in, but he's live in us, that we should live in him. Not only you have objective facts, but here is a practice that we can have the reality, because he live in us, and then we shall live in him. Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation, that I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body. And then 1:21, for to me to live is Christ. Not only he's in me, he live in me. We need to live in him. To live in him means that we need to deny ourselves so we can be completely one with him. Point three, when we declare that we are doing things in the name of the Lord Jesus, when we are one with him and he's one with us, and this is a whole universe. This is a great matter in the universe. The whole universe is reminded that there are people who are absolutely one with Christ. At this point, tells us, if we have this such a living, we are one with him. He live in us, we also live in him. In his name, to do everything. And this is the great matter in the universe. Even the demons are afraid of us. And angels will honor this. In Acts 16:18, Paul cast out the demons because this demon is afraid of him. So the Satan suffered loss. Point D, here is a reminder, and it's also a balance. To do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus is the basic aspect of our Christian life. Yet, there's also an aspect of regulation. We must be regulated by God's word and by God's will. You can't just say, I'm doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus, but we also need to be balanced. We need to be balanced by the Word, so we can be balanced. What is the Lord's will? Is there a word to balance it? Matthew 7:22 says, Pharisees are hypocrites. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesied? In your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. This is a warning. The workers of lawlessness, they also cast out demons. They also done so many things in the name. But the Lord says, depart from me, you are workers of lawlessness. Lawlessness meaning it's not according to Father's will. We may be able to do many things. Maybe it's spiritual, maybe it's for God, but it's not according to God's Father's will. Or it's not consistent with God's will. So that is lawlessness. When we preach the gospel, when we to shepherd people, is it according to the Father's will? Is this now we to do this at this moment? So brothers and sisters, we need to be one with Him. If we're doing ourselves, we are lawlessness. Then He will say, I never knew you. Depart from me. This is God's will. Here is an example in Acts 19. There's a son, and they want to learn to cast out demons. Then the demon said, I know Paul, I know Jesus, who are you? This is means that they did not do it according to God's will. And then the demon came out and subdued them. So when we are in the Lord doing it, then Lord, we need to do it according to God's word, God's will. Everything we do in the name of the Lord Jesus is the basic aspect of our Christian life. So let's look at Romans 5. This is the burden. We should pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's read through the points. Through resurrection, the Lord Jesus was born as the firstborn Son of God and also became the life-giving Spirit. And now we, the believers in the Spirit, by the Spirit, and with the Spirit, can be one with Him. Point 2. B. The reality of the Lord's name is the all-inclusive compound Spirit who is in our spirit. C. To be in the Lord's name means to be one with the Lord, to live by the Lord, and to let the Lord live in us, and to pray in my name simply means to pray in me. D. To ask in the Lord's name requires us to abide in the Lord, to let Him and His Word abide in us, so that we may actually be one with Him. Point 1, brothers, while the Lord is moving, acting, motivating, and energizing within us, we will express what we feel within. This is prayer in the Spirit. Sisters, 2, when we abide in the Lord and let His work abide in us, we are actually one with Him, and He is working within us. And then whatever we pray, it is not only we who are praying, for He is praying in our praying. 3. Altogether, we cannot have this kind of prayer on our own. This prayer is in the Spirit, comes from the indwelling Christ through the Spirit and by His Word. The brothers use the last 4 points to set the stage for this point. We need to have such a realization to know that in the name of the Lord Jesus means what? What is the content of the Lord's name? How do we utilize this name? How do we apply this name? Not just to pray in the name, but we need to live in the name and to live and serve in this name. And then he brings us into such a point about praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today the Lord is the Spirit. He has gone through all the process, became the life-giving Spirit. He is the life-giving Spirit. He is the life-giving Spirit. He who joined to the Lord is one Spirit. We need to be one with Him. He is the Spirit. We need to exercise our spirit so that we are in the Spirit, by the Spirit, so we can be one with Him. The reality is in the point B. The reality of Lord's name is the all-inclusive compound Spirit who is in our spirit. When we say we're in the name of the Lord, what is the reality? Is that we are in the Spirit. When we are in the mingled spirit, we are in this name. When we exercise our spirit in our prophesying, if we exercise spirit, we are speaking in the spirit. If we're speaking from our soul, then it's not speaking in the name of the Lord. So point A and B are related. Today, the reality of the Lord's name is the all-inclusive compound spirit. In point B, there are many verses. Song of Songs 1:3. Your anointing oil has a pleasant fragrance. Your name is like ointment poured forth. We know the fragrance, ointment. Your name, the ointment, is the all-inclusive compound spirit. Exodus 30:23-30 talk about the compound spirit, the ointment. How about we review this? In this ointment, what do we have? We need to have the olive oil. We need one hint of olive oil. Then we have four spices, spice, myrrh. We have 500 shekels. The second is the cinnamon, 250 shekels. Also the calamus, 250 shekels. Also cassia, 500 shekels. Why do we have two of 250? This is the second of the divine trinity. You have a divinity, a trinity, a divinity and humanity. He is broken for us. Philippians 1:19. I know for me, through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It mentioned the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This Spirit is a compound Spirit. It includes both divinity and humanity. It is all-inclusive Spirit. So today, in reality, when we say we want to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, we need to know that today He is the Spirit. We need to be in this mingled Spirit. And so that we can be in the reality of the Lord's name. Point C, talk about to be in the Lord's name means to be one with the Lord, to live by the Lord, so that He can be our life supply, He can become the power of our living, and to let the Lord live in us, and it's a person. To pray in the Lord's name, meaning to pray in the Lord. When we pray in the Lord's name, meaning that we are praying in the Lord. It's not talk about the Lord and the name are two separate things. In the name of the Lord is the same as the Lord himself. Here are some verses. John 15, we abide in the Lord and the Lord's in us. Apart from the Lord, we cannot do nothing. This is to live by the Lord. John 14:19 and Galatians 2:20. Yet a little while the world behold me no longer, but you behold me because I live, and you shall live. I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. This is to let the Lord to live in us. It's no longer I who live, but Christ. This is point C. In the Lord's name, meaning it's in the Lord himself. Not only is one with the Lord in life, but also life and in person and in cooperation. It's joined, united, mingled, and incorporate. United, mingle, and incorporate in person. Point D is an important, almost like a conclusion. Today we are praying in the name of the Lord. The condition is to that we need to abide in the Lord and to let Him and His Word abide in us. So that we may actually be one with Him. John 15:4, abide in me and I in you. Point 1 says, while the Lord is living us, He's moving, acting, motivating, and energizing within us. We will express that we feel within. When we live in Him and He lives in us, He's motivating, He's moving, He's acting, energizing, and we express Him. And this expression is the prayer in the Spirit. Point 2, talk about this prayer is not just we actually praying, but He is praying in our prayer. This prayer is similar that we are praying, but in reality, the Lord Himself is operating and moving, and so that He has feelings, and so we express His feelings. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, my word abides in you. The Lord's word abides in us. Another verse. Colossians 3:16, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. We need to let the Lord live, abide in us, that we need the word, His word, abide in us. So brothers and sisters, if you don't come before the Lord's word, we do not have the reality. If when we have the word of the Lord in us, then many times we can experience the Lord is anointing us, moving in us, acting in us. And this kind of prayer is His prayer in our prayer. He's praying in our prayer. So point 3, talk about this kind of prayer is a prayer from the indwelling Christ, through the Spirit, and by His Word. This kind of prayer, prayer in the name of the Lord, is from the indwelling Christ. It comes from the indwelling Christ, through the Spirit, through the Spirit. And then by the Word, by His Word. The three verses here, John 14:19 says, "So, but you behold me, because I live, you shall also, you shall live." This is indwelling Christ. This comes from indwelling Christ. John 14:20 talk about in that day. What's that day? That day is the day of resurrection, became the life-giving Spirit. When the Lord resurrected and became the life-giving Spirit, in that day, through the Spirit, then we will know. Then John 15:7, talk about Lord's Word. If you abide in me and my Word abide in you. So this is the condition for us to have to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. We need to live in the abide in the Lord, and His Word abide in us. And He is the one praying in our spirit, and this prayer is come from indwelling Christ through the Spirit and by His Word. Let's review point 4 and 5. Point 4 is follow the preceding 3 points. In the Lord's name of Jesus means how do we, when we do everything in our life, we need to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. That means that we need to be one with the Lord, and we live by Him, and let Him live in us. The Lord has given us such a great example, pattern. All things. We need to do everything in the name of the Lord. So, see, talk about, we need to be one with Him, then we can use and act in His name. He is in us, and we are in Him. In our practice, He lives in us, we need to live in Him. When we are actually living in Him, then, and this is a great matter in the universe. Live in this way need to be balanced by the God's Word, whether this is according to the Word of God. And point 5 talked about, we should pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. To pray in the Lord's name, Lord Jesus, that we need to know the Lord Jesus is no longer incarnation. He is now in resurrection and became the life-giving Spirit. Then we need to be in the Spirit, by the Spirit, and with the Spirit, and be one with Him. And this reality of this is the all-inclusive compound Spirit in our spirit. And we can apply this name to ask in the name, meaning that we are in Him. Not just in His name, but we are actually in Him. And we allow Him to let Him live out of us. Point D, there is a condition. We need to be in Him, and He is also abide in us. And when He abide in us, meaning His Word abiding in us, He's working within us. We have such a feeling, and we have feeling to pray. When we pray according to the feeling, then this is a praying in the Lord Jesus. So this is the prayer, His prayer in our prayer. Amen. So this is comes from the indwelling Christ through the Spirit and by His Word. How about we two by two and try to speak this 2 points, point 4 and 5. Okay, brothers and sisters. I'd like to fellowship in the district meetings, especially those brothers have openings, kind of usher the saints into the content in this message. Sometimes also we have saints have partner with others to enjoy this word. When we have opening, we always want to use the outline to guide the saints into the burden. Sometimes we just use verses. There are only like 12 verses. It's hard to track the thought through the whole message. There are 5 points this week. The first point talk about the meaning of praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. So in Philippians 2:9-11, we can read the verse for Philippians 2:9-11 to prove the word, to support Roman numeral 1. His name is above all the name. We need to pray in the name. In Romans 2, talk about the content. And then in day 2, First Corinthians 6:11 talk about sanctify, justify, and washed. And then in point 3, we can use Acts 4:10 that in his name that we're being healed. Then Romans 4, all do everything, to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we can use day 4, Ephesians, both verses, Ephesians 5:20 and Colossians 3:17, to all things. Point 5, we can use either day 5's verse or the day 6 verse. We need the saint to know the central line of this message and through the verses to support the outline. The outline's all written based on scriptures. Because of the limit restriction in time, the brothers need to just focus on the main point, not to go through all the small point. Probably not even read all 12 verses. And when you read all those, and it's hard to grasp the key points. So if you use the outline, follow with the verses, and then allow the saint to follow clearly the thought, the line of the message. The opening brother is like building a house. You build the pillar, you know, the columns, and to allow the saints to put additional things on there so the house can be built. So the opening brothers do not need to speak too many details, because then you will use too much time. Also, we have saints have partners, you know, money time. Sometimes we just read the verses. Maybe we should look at the outline first. We look at the outline first, and then you read the verses. Then you would know why are those verses being quoted? I think that many saints have some question about this, so I'd like to just address this way. We'll stop here today. Amen.